Satan lies about heaven all the time, and certainly the thing about, oh, it's just going to be boring. You know, how tedious just to go on forever doing nothing. Well, first of all, Scripture never says we're going to be doing nothing. It makes very clear in Revelation 22, it says, his servants will serve him. This is on the new earth, the eternal heaven, the dwelling place of God for all eternity. Well, the servant has certain skills and has certain responsibilities, and he's going to serve his master. A servant has things to do, places to go, people to see, a God to worship, and there will be no boredom. There will be eternal boredom in hell, but there will not be boredom in heaven. And that's one of Satan's lies. And certainly another one of his lies is to this very thing of thinking of heaven as this disembodied existence. The Bible promises resurrection. Paul says, if the dead are not raised, we are of all men most to be pitied. Yet strangely, the impressions, and I know this from countless conversations, hundreds and hundreds, I'm tempted to say thousands because it's been so many years of so many dialogue with so many Christians and non-Christians on this subject, but so many believers think of heaven being a place where we're floating around, disembodied spirits, and Scripture is explicitly contrary to that. The resurrection is exactly the opposite of a disembodied spirit. It is an eternally embodied person, a human person, where there's continuity from this life to the next life, and our actual bodies will be raised, and our spirits will be joined to them, and we will live in them for all eternity. And we're even told that Jesus' resurrection body is the prototype of our own. He's the first fruits, the first, you know, born from the dead, and all of that, and that we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. And what was his resurrection body like? Well, he said, touch me, handle me. He ate food and drank with the disciples. He cooked breakfast for them in his resurrection body. And then he says, we're going to sit down and at feast with him. And people come from the east and the west, Abraham, Isaac, and we'll sit down at tables together and we will feast. We will eat real food. When he ate that food, it didn't drop through his body, you know, onto the ground, you know, because it was a real body. And I think that reality of the nature of the resurrection, this is where Satan deceives his people, because I have known people who would die for the doctrine of the resurrection, but who in fact don't believe it.